This is Scott Bergwin of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove, Oregon, with The War's Toll. As of October 25, 2005, 2,199 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,000 are U.S. soldiers. In this past week, 18 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 246 U.S. soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. One soldier was killed in the past week. There are no numbers unavailable for soldiers of other nationalities or, unfortunately, any numbers or names of Afghani civilians that have been killed. That number is in the thousands, of course. Back to Iraq. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths is now standing at 30,051. This number is from iraqbodycount.org. Those are names of Iraqi civilians that can be verified from two or three different sources. Internal organizations and external independent organizations estimate the actual total of Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion in March 2003 at well over 100,000. In the past week, at least 155 Iraqis have been killed, bringing the total in October to at least 524. And now I will read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers whose names were released this week, killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. First, Afghanistan. On the 14th of October, Fabricio Moreno, 26 years old, U.S. Navy, Brooklyn, New York. And now to Iraq. On the 15th of October, Thomas H. Byrd, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Cochise, Arizona. Also on the 15th of October, Jeffrey W. Corbin, 30 years old, U.S. Army, Elkhart, Indiana. Also on the 15th of October, Richard Allen Hardy, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Newcomerstown, Ohio. Also on the 15th of October, Vincent E. Summers, 38 years old, U.S. Army, South Haven, Michigan. Also on the 15th of October, Timothy D. Watkins, 24 years old, U.S. Army, San Bernardino, California. On the 17th of October, Paul J. Pillen, 28 years old, Army National Guard, Keystone, South Dakota. On the 18th of October, Lucas A. France, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Tonganoxie, Kansas. Also on the 18th of October, Christian Ian Hickey, 30 years old, British Army, Bradford, West Yorkshire, United Kingdom. On the 19th of October, Daniel D. Bartles, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Huron, South Dakota. Also on the 19th of October, Tommy Ike Folks Jr., 31 years old, Army National Guard, Amarillo, Texas. Also on the 19th of October, Kendall K. Frederick, 21 years old, Army Reserve, Randallstown, Maryland. Also on the 19th of October, Arthur A. Mora, Jr., 23 years old, U.S. Army, Pico Rivera, California. Also on the 19th of October, Russell H. Navi, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Arlington, Texas. Also on the 19th of October, Jose E. Rosario, 20 years old, U.S. Army, St. Croix, Virgin Islands. And also on the 19th of October, Norman W. Anderson III, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Parkton, Maryland. On the 20th of October, Richard T. Pummel, 27 years old, U.S. Marine, Cincinnati, Ohio. Also on the 20th of October, Andrew D. Rosoli, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Greensboro, North Carolina. Also on the 20th of October, Stephen W. Swidick, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Warfordsburg, Pennsylvania. Also on the 20th of October, Jacob D. Dones, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Dimmitt, Texas. And also on the 20th of October, Dennis P. Merck, 38 years old, Army National Guard, Evans, Georgia. On the 21st of October, Seamus M. Davy, 25 years old, Marine Reserve, Lewis, New York. Also on the 21st of October, Christopher W. Thompson, 25 years old, U.S. Navy, Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Also on the 21st of October, Kenneth J. Butler, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Rowan, North Carolina. And also on the 21st of October, Gray Cockerham III, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Catawba, North Carolina. On the 22nd of October, George T. Alexander Jr., 34 years old, U.S. Army, Killeen, Texas. Our hearts, as always, go out to all the victims and their loved ones in all countries.